Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, March the 10th, 2009. Two Gazans reported dead, and the military kidnapped seven civilians from the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Two Palestinian men were reported dead on Tuesday after the Israeli army refused to allow them to leave Gaza for medical treatment. The Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza announced that Samir Abu Al-Najah, 21, was injured by the Israeli white phosphorus shells during the military operation Cast Lead, which lasted for 22 days 2 months ago. Meanwhile, doctors reported that Ibrahim Abu Idir, 76, needed medical care outside Gaza. His family had prepared all documentation needed, but still the Israeli army refused to let him leave, and he died today. With these two, the number of Palestinian patients who have died during the 21-month-long siege on Gaza is now 300, the Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza reported. Two Palestinian patients from Gaza were pronounced dead at Egyptian hospitals, Palestinian medical sources reported on Monday. Both were suffering from cancer. Doctors say that they have many cases in Gaza that they can't treat because of the continuing Israeli siege. They added that patients wait for a long time to get necessary permissions to leave Gaza for treatment, putting their lives at risk. Seven Palestinian civilians were reported kidnapped by the Israeli military during pre-dawn invasions targeting several areas of the West Bank on Tuesday. Israeli troops stormed and searched homes in Tulkarm City, northern West Bank, and kidnapped four civilians, local sources reported. Meanwhile, three residents were kidnapped when Israeli soldiers invaded the city of Ramallah and nearby villages in central West Bank, local sources said. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Mary Arthur and Ghazan Benora.